Hi peeps, good evening to all of you listening to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM Drive Time Show with your Veer Tanveer. How you doing? Kidan ki hal chal? I hope you guys are absolutely fine wherever you guys are tuning to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. And in the past half an hour or so, we've been playing Aasis Kaur's amazing, amazing tunes at Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. And as promised, we've got Aasis Kaur live and exclusive at Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. As you all know, Aasis Kaur is an Indian singer who has participated in various singing reality shows like Indian Idol and Awaaz Punjabi. Aasis wanted to become a playback singer at a very young age, and she's known for her versatile singing and powerful voice. She started singing Gurbani at the age of just 5. She made her Bollywood debut with Dildara reprise from Tamanche. Since then, she has worked with various music composers on several Bollywood songs, including Vemahi from Kesari, Makra from Drive and Bandhyare Bandhyare, and Tere Bin from Simba, Aklar Jave and Chugana from Love Yatri, and Bolna from Kapoor and Sons. Aasis is actually from Haryana, and she started singing at the age of just 5. Would you believe that? Only 5 years old when she started singing. She learned the Gurbani by herself. She's got the M.Com degree. And she trained under Ustad Puran Shah Kotiji from Jalandhar. Quite recently, she sung this amazing track, which is Ishq Baziya, Makhna from Drive, Intazari Kaur, Intazari from Article 15. Vemahi, as you know, was a massive hit, and Nahi Lagda by Notebook, Tere Bin in Simba, Sleepy Sleepy Akhiyan Chugara, Prabhu Ji, Pyare, Kari Kari, Beat It Bajuria, Tenu Na Bol Paawa, Rangreza. There are so many others. She has actually won upcoming female vocalist of the year in the Mirshi Music Awards in 2016, and she was also nominated in the same category for Rang Reza. Amazing, amazing talent, amazing aspect she is, and she will be live and exclusive with us at Radio Sangam 107.9 FM in a moment or two, and we'll be talking to her about her career, future plans, and of course the UK concert if she has anything planned up this year or maybe next year. We'll be talking to her loads of things about her music career, where, like, what she really liked, who she liked to perform with, and also then if she wants to act in one of these Bollywood or Pollywood movies, and lots more, guys. So keep it locked to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. Meanwhile, I'll just try to connect with her, so keep it locked. और जनाब, हम आप तमाम को कहते हैं एक बार फिर से खुशामदीद, और हमारे साथ मौजूद हैं Aasis ऑल द वे फ्रॉम इंडिया. Aasis Kaur, जिनको किसी भी तारुफ की जरूरत नहीं है, बहुत जबरदस्त किस्म के सिंगर हैं, और बहुत ही जबरदस्त किस्म के उन्होंने सिंगल्स और बहुत ही जबरदस्त किस्म के हिट्स हमें दे रखे हैं, जिसमें अकलर जावे और वे माही और इस तरह के कितने ही लाजवाब गाने हैं. और हमारे साथ मौजूद हैं, सत श्री अकाल Aasis. ਮੈਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਠੀਕ ਠਾਕ ਹਾਂ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣਾਓ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ, ਤੇ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦਾ ਤੇ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਦਾ ਮੌਸਮ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੈਗਾ?
ਜੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਹੈਗਾ ਮੌਸਮ, ਤੇ ਬਟ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਿਸ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਆਣਾ, ਤੇ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਜਲਦੀ ਆਵਾਂਗੇ, ਤੇ
ਡੈਫੀਨੇਟਲੀ ਜੀ. ਨਾ ਸਿਰਫ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਲਕਿ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਫੈਨਸ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ ਯੂਕੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਸਾਰੇ ਬੜੇ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਰ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ Aasis ਕਿਹੜੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਯੂਕੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਣ ਤੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਲਾਈਵ ਪਰਫਾਰਮੈਂਸ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਵੇਖ ਸਕਣ. ਤੇ ਕੋਈ, ਆਫਕੋਰਸ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਜਸਟ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਦਿਸ, ਸੋ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਆਫ ਵਿਦ ਦਿਸ, ਇਜ਼ ਦੇਰ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਇਨ ਪਾਈਪਲਾਈਨ ਐਟ ਦ ਮੋਮੈਂਟ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਪਰਫਾਰਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਯੂਕੇ? ਡੈਫੀਨੇਟਲੀ ਜੀ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸੀਰੀਅਸਲੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਰ ਰਹੇਗਾ. Aasis, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਫਾਰਮਲੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ. Aasis, ਯੂ ਮੇਡ ਅ ਨੇਮ ਫੋਰ ਯੂਰ ਸੈਲਫ ਇਨ ਬੋਲੀਵੁੱਡ ਐਟ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਸੱਚ ਯੰਗ ਏਜ. ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਕਿ ਬੋਲੀਵੁੱਡ ਇੱਕ ਬੜੀ ਚੈਲੇਂਜਿੰਗ ਮਾਰਕੀਟ ਹੈਗੀ ਹੈ. ਸਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਇਤਨੀ ਵੱਡੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਫੀਲਡ ਹੋਵੇ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੰਟਰਵਿਊ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣਾ ਨਾਂ ਬਣਾਉਣਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਿਲ ਹੁੰਦਾ. ਐਟ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਯੰਗ ਏਜ, ਬੀਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਇੰਡਸਟਰੀ ਫੋਰ ਪਾਸਟ 4 ਈਅਰਸ, ਇਨ 4 ਈਅਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੰਨੇ ਜ਼ਬਰਦਸਤ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੇ ਹਿੱਟਸ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਨੇ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਸਿੰਗਰਸ ਵੀ 10 ਸਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਇੱਕ ਹਿੱਟ ਦੇ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇੰਨੇ ਜ਼ਬਰਦਸਤ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਗਾਣੇ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਨੇ. ਹਾਊ ਵਾਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਜਰਨੀ ਸਿੰਸ 2006 ਐਂਡ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਟੌਪ ਮਿਊਜ਼ਿਕ ਪ੍ਰੋਡਿਊਸਰ, ਹਾਊ ਵੁੱਡ ਯੂ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬ ਯੋਰ ਜਰਨੀ ਇਨ ਬੋਲੀਵੁੱਡ?
my journey has been really amazing because जितने बॉम्बे आई भी just 5 साल हुए मैंने बॉम्बे आए के शुरुआत भी कुछ 3 महीने हुए थे मैंने आए थे I got my first song and everybody loved that song and then I got my image breaking song like so the song was bold and everybody loved that and then everything good happened with me so I can say that my journey has been really blessed And I had a great time, like in the last 5 years. I am singing all kinds of songs and performing everywhere. So life is really good right now.
Say, ते असी सानू ये जरूर दसना do you like singing live because ओह कहंदे ने कि जिहड़ा एक सिंगर होंदा उहनू लाइव गाना बहुत ज्यादा पसंद होंदा है ते because you come from a reality show तुसी reality दो reality shows दे विच हिस्सा भी लिया सीगा सर तुसी की कहंदे हो तुहानू लाइव सिंगिंग करनी पसंद हैगी आ
मैनू लाइव सिंगिंग एक्चुअली बहुत पसंद है एंड इन ऑल माय शोज आई ऑलवेज सिंग लाइव ओनली एंड द एनर्जी एंड द रिस्पांस व्हेन वी गेट Which we get from audience when we sing live is amazing because everybody sings along with us and having a great time singing and dancing. So that's a great feeling.
So coming back to the first question again, you've given so many hits and like Ve Mahi has been massive from Kesari. And how do you feel about that track in particular? Because that does have some Punjabi background in it and you from Punjab, Haryana yourself. So, you know, do you associate yourself with the Ve Mahi, you know, singing it? How does that track come to you?
So actually, there's a little story behind this track. So when I got to know that Kesari is being made, and so I literally prayed to God that I want a song in that film, and no matter what, I have to sing a song. So eventually, that happened, and I got a call for Ve Mahi because I've already done Tere Bin with Tanishq and Akhlar Jawed with Tanishq. So Ve Mahi, when he called me for this song, so I was really happy that I'm finally singing and. Kesari and that's a film which depicts Sikhism and the great warriors of Sikhs, the Battle of Saragari. So I'm really happy that I got to sing that song.
Amazing. Asis, you started singing at a very young age, like singing Gurbani. And do you think that early practice in your age, because only at the age of 5 you started singing. So do you think that practice in your early life made you a perfect suiting to every genre?
Yeah, I think that credit goes to Gurbani only because I have really practiced a lot from a very young age. And when you are a child, it's very easy to adapt things and make a lifestyle and make a routine. So Riyaz is a very important part of my life, which I do every day, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I owe this discipline and this routine to Gurbani.
So, you know, we are based in Huddersfield and there are so many Sikh community who live, who reside in Huddersfield. And of course, they must have heard your Gurbani as well. So in the end, you know, when at the end of this interview, we would, of course, will ask you to sing a little bit of Gurbani. And then, of course, some of your singers, if you okay with it, then, of course, we'll go ahead with that. So would you like to do that for all our listeners who are listening to you?
I would definitely do that whenever you say.
Okay.
Tell me when and what to do.
No problem. Asis, you have featured in reality shows. You know, coming from reality shows, it's like, as you said, you like singing live as well. So, you know, coming from reality show, do you think coming through a hard musical battle has made you a very, very good singer who can, take up any project? And, you know, how was your experience working in reality shows? Is there any funny stories with your fellow contestants? Or if you would want to share that with us as well?
I am a very obedient kind of a person and a very disciplined kind of a child. So there are hardly any funny stories related to me. I'm always been into either studies or either I'm doing music. So I'm a very disciplined kind of a girl, and there are no funny stories. But yeah, and I took reality shows and I literally practiced a lot for that 6 or 7 months journey, and I was singing all the time. So that also helped me a lot to be a better singer.
Sahi. Aseez, you've done MCOM as well, you know, study-wise, mashallah, you've achieved a very, very good, a degree as well. So singing and your studies, how did you manage? Because, you know, there are so many young people who are listening to you right now and they want to commence their careers as singers as well. What would be your advice to them, like, you know, keeping studies and music at the same time?
Thing with studies and music was like because I was singing from a very young age, and I was always traveling for shows and like performances, and usually it used to happen that I always have an exam day next to the performance day, so I was always traveling in my car along with a book in my hand. So just because just before going on stage, I always used to have my book in my hand and like studying and revising my syllabus. So it happened like that, with a mix of like both the words, studies and music, but I like devoted equal time to both of them, and like eventually I did MCOM.
Wow.
It just happened, I don't know how.
So, music is of course, your journey is music as well. But to see saade jehde sunne wale ne oh eh vi chahunde honge puchna ke Aseez jehdi aam life de vich kiddan di kudi hagi aa, Aseez badi jolly kudi aa, badi chupchwiti ji kudi aa, ya bahut zyada masti kardi aa, ya mummy ji nu tapaundi aa, ya daddy ji nu tapaundi aa, kiddan di aa Aseez jehdi real life de vich vi?
Main real life vich ਜਦੋਂ ਦਾ ਮਿਕਸਚਰ ਹਾਂ, ਮਤਲਬ ਮੰਮੀ ਡੈਡੀ ਦੇ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਨ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਤੇ ਖਤਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਬਟ ਮੈਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਮਸਤੀ ਕਰਦੀ ਹਾਂ, ਬਟ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੁੜੀ ਆ ਮਤਲਬ
Right, Aseez, tuhanu pata hai Punjabi, because you come from a Punjabi background as well, and Punjabi cinema is booming at the moment. You know, every other month there is an amazing movie coming out from Bollywood.
Yeah.
And, you know, is there a possibility that we see Aseez starring opposite Diljit Dosanjh or Amrinder Gill or Gippy in the near future?
Wow, that would be great, really. That would be the like most amazing thing. I am singing actually for those films, but I've never acted. I'm not planned for like acting in the films, but yeah, singing I've done a few projects also, which will be releasing soon. So right now there's a lot in my kitty.
Right, Aseez, are they the film projects you've done, or they are something else?
No, I've done just a playback for the film.
Oh, for the films, okay. Right, okay. So, Aseez, you've sung almost every genre from, Punjabi to Gurbani. Akhlar Jave is completely different to Ve Mahi. Which genre do you like singing the most? You know, when you are in your own mood, jale utara rab de naal judiyan hundiyan, odun Aseez kehda gana pasand kardi?
Actually, I love all kinds of genres, and the one which I will go to would be Sufi music, which I haven't sung in Bollywood right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Sufi music is my go-to music, and I would, whenever I'm alone, I definitely go for Sufi songs.
Do you like hip-hop music, you know, this rapping kind of stuff as well?
Yes, definitely. I love hip-hop also. I listen to all kinds of songs, and I really sing them also. But yeah, so it's like music is just one big collection of all kinds of songs. So I sing all of them.
Amazing. Aseez, is there any album or a single you're currently working on? Like, of course, you are singing, you're lending your voice to the Bollywood projects and Bollywood projects, but is there anything separate to all that? Like, is there any a Bhangra single coming out from Aseez, or is there any project you're doing at the moment?
I have just released my single, which is a heartbreak song with viral originals, and the name of the song is Kisi Aur Naal, and I have acted in that song for the very first time. So that's a very special project for me, and also a few more singles are coming, and you've just given me a very good idea of a Bhangra single. I will be definitely doing that one. But we are right now, a heartbreak song is also on our way.
Of course, you know, because UK is a Bhangra market, everyone wants to listen to a Bhangra. So, because, you know, Punjab and Bhangra, two iddaan diyan cheezaan jinnaan nu assi kalyaan nahin kar sakde. Always, they are associated to each other. So, that's why I was just referring to that.
I'm gonna definitely, after this interview, I am definitely going to do a Bhangra single, and will be coming soon with that.
Definitely.
That idea I'll owe to you.
We'll be looking forward to that one. Aziz, the next question is going to be a very hard one, because I know for every singer, you know, their singles, their songs are like bachche. But keho, eh banda kehe kolo puchhe yaar ve tenu apne bachiyan de vich keda bachcha changa lagda. It's going to be a very hard one. But out of all of your tracks, which one is closer to your heart?
That is like really very difficult question. But yeah, if I had to choose... there are my two bachas which I really like. One is Akshay Javed and the other one is my latest release, Kisi Aur Na. So these two bachas are like my favorite ones.
Wow. Right, Aziz, you know, har singer de vich poet zarur chupya hunda, shair hunda, they like the shairana mood and all that. Do you do some kind of poetry, you know, your own projects? Do you do the poetry?
I definitely write and have written few of my songs only. ਬਾਹਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਲਈ ਮੈਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਕਦੀ, ਬਟ ਜਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਲਈ ਲਿਖਦੀ ਹਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਅਗਲੇ ਰਿਲੀਜ਼ ਹੋਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਨੇ ਗਾਣੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਸੁਣੋਗੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਲਿਖੀ ਹੋਈ ਪੋਇਟਰੀ।
Bilkul ji, we looking forward to that one. And you know, the next question is a hard one as well. You've sung with so many artists. You have sung with like Arijit Singh, who is my all time favorite singer. Yeah. So who is your favorite singer?
Mine is Arijit Singh. You have already like answered my question. Definitely Arijit Singh. And I really look up to Madam Noor Jahani. I am a very die-hard fan of her, and she like literally inspires me. So Madam Noor Jahani and Arijit Singh.
Okay, so the next question is like, because you've done so many duets in the films and as well, is there any singer, like even, you know, the old singers likes of Rafi ji and S.P. Balaji, like who you would want it to do a duet with?
That would be Kishore Kumar ji.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And have you got a musical inspiration? And if yes, you've just mentioned Madam Noor Jahan ji, but like apart from her, have you got any musical inspiration? And if yes, who is it?
My musical inspiration has always been Madam Noor Jahan ji and Arijit Singh, as I've already mentioned. But yeah, like I really look up to their music, both of them. So yeah.
Right, Aziz, you know, in this challenging market nowadays, the videos are a go-to thing. Like every singer wants to do the videos. And, you know, when it comes to video, because I was just looking at one of your videos as well. You know, it looks amazing. Do you, when it comes to facing the camera, are you, what kind of a girl you are? Are you a shy girl? Are you okay girl? What kind of person Aziz is in front of a camera?
I'm really shy when it comes to like staging camera, because that is something I like. I never planned this, and I never thought that I'd be doing like doing this camera thing and like coming and acting in front of camera, because that's a very different kind of talent. Only everybody, like, you have to know how to express the expressions on your face should go along with the feeling of the song. So that's a lot of work. So yeah, but I'm really shy, and I'm really happy that I finally came out with Cocoon and I did my first single. And I did pretty well, like, I think.
Really, I like that video as well. So yeah, you look good, mashallah. And Aziz, you know, nowadays we've got so many questions. People do ask these questions. You know, artists like to interact with their fans as well. And you've got massive following on your Instagram. Do you come live at times so people can come and interact with you directly? And if yes, would you like to tell our fans, like, when are you going to be live singing there, or, you know, interacting with your fans yourself so they can connect with you? And if you would like to tell your social media details to all our listeners as well, so they can directly interact with you.
So I really love to interact with my fans, and I think I do this on a daily basis by posting pictures and liking their comments and replying back to their comments whenever they post a comment on my pictures or videos. So I really like that, and I do often come live. Like once in a week I try to come and do a live session. Usually it's on Sundays because I'm home and it's easier to find out sometimes. So that's the scene, and you can definitely follow me on Instagram. My handle is Aziz Kaur Music, AZEZKAURMUSIC. So same goes for Facebook and Twitter is Aziz Kaur.
Right, amazing stuff. Asis, you know, all these singers, they're now introducing their own clothing range and their own perfume range and all sorts. Anything in the pipeline for Asis perfume coming up, like, soon?
No. I have no time to do this. But I already busy with one of my singing projects and my data projects I'm doing. So, coming up with a business or a new line of clothing and everything is a big task. So, right now, there's nothing in my life.
Right. Okay, Asis, as a massive artist from Bollywood, what would be your advice to all these people who want to be singers? Because, you know, UK is a very talented Asian market as well. And all these young kids, they want to become singers because, you know, Punjabi industry especially is booming at the moment. So what would be your advice as a singer coming through all these reality shows? You know, it wasn't an easy journey, of course, for you, you know, coming through all this. And in the end, you've, mashallah, you've achieved something and you are a role model for so many people. What would be your advice to all these people who want to become singers?
Firstly, thank you so much for all the praise. And my advice would be always do your hard work, do your riyaz, and come prepared and give it all your 100%. And then world is like, there's like, the world is full of talent, but people love to listen to new music, and there's a lot of space for new singers or new music producers, and the industry is very welcoming to the new talent, so you should definitely come and give it a try.
Amazing. And thank you very much for your time. And now I would request you to please sing a few lines of Gurbani. And then, of course, if you want to sing any of your singer for all our listeners, then that will be a special, special treat for Radio Sangam's fans. And in the end, we'll take a message for the whole community, you know, the broader community from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. There are so many people who love your music, who love yourself. So, of course, a little bit of singing first and then your message to all our listeners.
Yeah, sure. So I would love to sing a few lines of a song which is very close to my heart, and I think everybody loves that song. So Dilmahi is the song I'll sing a few lines.
Please. Amazing, amazing, Asis. It was amazing and it was lovely interacting with you. And we hope at Radio Sangam and, of course, our listeners as well, they would pray for your success in the future as well. And I hope we would love to see you live in the UK, especially in Leeds, Manchester, because we are based in north of England. And we'd love to have you in Manchester, in Leeds, so we can listen to you live and exclusive.
Thank you so much. I had a great time talking to you and to all the listeners of Radio Sangam. Thank you so much for taking your time, and please stay tuned to Radio Sangam and keep listening to this amazing show.
Thank you very much, Asis. Apna bahut sara khyal rakhna te rab walon sade rab kolu duae hogi ke rab idda hi tanu tarakkiyan denda rahe.
Thank you.
थैंक यू जी, रब रखा जी, रब रखा. और गाइस, ये हमारे साथ मौजूद थी असीस कौर, ऑल द वे फ्रॉम इंडिया. और आपने इनकी ज़बरदस्त किस्म की आवाज़ को भी सुना, इनके गीतों को भी सुना. और अब हमारे साथ मौजूद हैं, बिल्कुल हम इनका एक गीत आपके लिए प्ले करते हैं. इस गीत को सुनिए और वापस आते हैं और मजीद गपशप होती है आपके साथ. यही मजा आइएगा, रहिएगा हमारे संग संग, रेडियो संगम के संग संग. सुनते रहिए रेडियो संगम. आई विल कैच यू सून आफ्टर दिस वन.